There is hope. Across the centuries and in every country, culture and tradition, there have been families hit by the devastating pain of losing a baby. It is a pain unlike any other, an agony that some families never succeed in fully accepting. For the rest of their lives, even when a clear medical reason might exist, there is the question, why? Why me, Lord? Why us? Why our baby? Even if parents never had the opportunity to meet their baby, they establish a relationship with it, following its every movement, even in the womb. They cannot conceive of losing even that slender contact with their child. It is, therefore, inevitable that for Christians, for whom baptism is essential, they have asked, "What has happened to my baby?" They have intellectually wondered if that baby is in limbo, but in their hearts have spoken of having our own little angel in heaven. Abortion is one of today's evils. It is always a tragedy. There is often enormous grief after the event, an event that is final and cannot be undone. Again, there is the question, what has happened to the baby? This baby never had a chance to be baptized, never had a chance to know right and wrong before it became the innocent victim. Father Dominic Veliath, a Salesian theologian, was part of the Theological Commission convened to consider what happens to unbaptized babies when they die. He headed the subcommittee which drafted the response. He explains further.
This issue, and it's not particularly on limbo, but on the salvation of unbaptized infants, well, that was one of the themes which was entrusted to the discussion of the International Theological Commission by our late Holy Father Pope John Paul II. And by last December, the work was finished. He submitted it to the Holy Father, and the Holy Father approved the text for publication.
The document is called The Hope of Salvation for Infants Who Die Without Being Baptized. It is divided into an introduction in three parts. The whole focus of the document is not on limbo, but on the hope of salvation for unbaptized infants.
The issue is this. The church knows that, okay, as far as an adult is concerned, endowed as he or she is with reason, consciousness and freedom, in a sense, he responds to God's salvation offered him through his freedom, either accepts it or rejects it. In the case of a baptized infant, there's a sacrament of baptism there. But what about these unbaptized infants? Where do we situate them? On the one hand, they have not rejected the grace of God. But on the other hand, how do you situate them? And it's in this context that when we go through the history of theology, we come up with a lot of problems. And it's in that light the document was studied.
The question of salvation for unbaptized babies has a long history. There is the need to balance sinfulness, the need for baptism, and God's will for all people to be saved. The idea of limbo is comparatively recent, as Father Dominic explains.
The Greek fathers never had this problem of limbo. Instead, you will find this in the Latin fathers. But once you come to the Second Vatican Council, there's the awareness, the sense of the faith of the church, which looks at things from a different perspective.
Limbo is not and never has been an article of faith.
The different ways of understanding limbo, that pertains to only different theological opinions.
Father Dominic points out that the documents of the Second Vatican Council stressed that one of the most important truths of our faith is that God wants the universal salvation of all people.
This is realized through Christ in the Spirit. And then you have, there is need for the church, there is need for sacramental baptism. So you see a certain openness in the fact that God wants all people to be saved. But on the other hand, we do need the church, do need baptism.
There appears to be a certain theological openness regarding the situation of unbaptized babies when sinfulness, the necessity of baptism, and membership of the church are considered.
We find in the second chapter a long-standing tradition of faith, common doctrine, and theological opinion that they seem to be to favor the salvation.
There is hope. The document concludes that there are good reasons for hope.
We do not have any revelation in this regard. And so, technically speaking, what we call limbo remains a possible theological hypothesis. But there are good reasons to hope for the salvation of these unbaptized infants. And it'll spell them out. For instance, signs of the times. For instance, there's a whole world is coming together, this concern for children, and Vatican II. Gaudium et Spes will speak about reading the signs of the times. Secondly, to speak about God's merciful philanthropy, God's providence, God's love touches every human being. Then solidarity with Christ. And Christ's grace is far greater than sin. Where sin abounded, grace superabounds. And the need for the church and as communion aspect of church, and this need for hope. Reading all these signs, what does the document conclude? The document doesn't conclude that we have any new revelation. We do not have any new revelation. The document concludes there are good reasons for hope that God will save infants when we have not been able to do for them what we would have wished to do, namely to baptize them to the faith of the church.